Everybody, we're back.
I don't like when you speak like that.
It's me, Bonnie, your host of the Grieving Girl podcast, and I've got the DDC here back again.
Unintentionally matching.
Oh, yeah.
This was not on purpose.
No.
I think it's really cute that we're all wearing the same thing, though. Like, there was no memo. We just did it.
ESPN. Okay, so Natalie and I are going to be sharing a microphone because technical difficulties, but we've...
Is this thing on?
It's not.
Stupid.
I'll be doing that a lot. We need to hear the laugh live, you know? Okay, so today, if you're listening as the episode drops, is our favorite day of the year.
Well, honestly, it's a very nice day of the year for me because it's your birthday.
It's true. Oh, it is your birthday.
And my other bestie, Christina Tripolitas' birthday. Hi.
Hey, Christina. Birthday twins. Oh, yes. It is my birthday. Yes. I was talking about Father's Day.
Yes. Father's Day, not so fun. Big fan of Bonnie's birthday, though. Big fan.
Happy birthday to me. Suze, how do you feel about Father's Day?
I choose not to celebrate.
Same. So since, you know, all of us are, well, if I'm looking fast forward, hopefully we're doing something for my birthday. Maybe we're doing nothing. Who knows? Only time will tell. We're going to celebrate our dads, honor our dads with their favorite beverages. Suze, would you like to shout out what yours is?
Yeah. Michael Brennan drank Diet Pepsi nonstop. He kept them in business, I think, from about 1983 until January 30th, 2007, when he died. It's a miracle that Diet Pepsi is still being produced with the amount that he was consuming over that 30-year span.
He was their jumpstart campaign.
Kickstart.
Kickstart? Blast off. Who knows? Okay, so let's crack open the Pepsi.
Yeah.
Brief pause.
Hold. When did you guys chat?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We were, I think, a Coke house. Like, we were not really a Pepsi house, although now.
We were just a Diet Pepsi house.
Sure.
There was no Coke. It was Diet Pepsi and then, like, the soda that my mom and I drank, which was, like, root beer, basically.
We didn't really have soda frequently. It was, like, Thanksgiving only because there was, like, a large amount of people or, like, somebody's birthday if we were having, like, a big birthday party. But otherwise, Nancy and Chris were big on the water and juice and orange juice. Oh, milk.
Yeah.
Say that word again.
Water.
Yeah, no, my dad would drink 2 to 3 cans of Diet Pepsi a night. Who knows how much he drank during the day at the office, you know? Who's to say?
Wow, good for him.
But then I was like even trying to think, like, would he drink it when we would go out to eat? Well, if we were at a restaurant with a bar, he was having a drink. But like I was trying to think to myself on my way over here, like when we went to Friendly's, which does not have alcohol, like did he order a Diet Coke there? I don't think he did. I don't know what he had.
I bet he probably did, though. Or like, was he an iced tea or a sweet tea
Yes,
guy?
You know what? That's it. He probably had an iced tea.
Wow. What's up, Mike Brennan? Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Here, cheers.
Cheers to Mike.
It is very good.
Honestly, it slaps.
It's delicious.
Like, now it's me, because I drink. Here's the thing. I'm like my dad drank 2 to 3s a night.
Pepsi ASMR.
This is so chaotic. So my dad drank 2 to 3 of these.
Wait.
I have a joke I've been working on.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I've been workshopping this.
My dad drank like 2 or 3 of these and I kept him in business, but also he died when he was 50 years old. So maybe that's not a recommended approach.
Oh, no.
But I could see chugging these. They're good. I love diet soda.
And also, like, soda that comes out of the 2-liter bottle, it's just, like, it's kind of vibe.
Oh, I like a can, preferably. But
yeah, I do like a can. A can with a straw.
A 2-liter soda makes me think of, like, being at a birthday party as a little kid.
Yes. 100%.
A 16th slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Why were they so tiny?
Like,
the tiniest slices of pizza ever.
Yeah.
The tiniest slices of pizza ever. Doesn't make any sense.
They cut them in 1/18ths.
Right, but like each kid was having
1/16,
two.
1/16, hon.
But each kid was having two.
1/12.
We've had nothing to drink, by the way.
Peaches and grapes. 1/12, the group.
Oh, okay. Adam, can you insert bop here?
Peaches and cream.
Getting freaky in my limousine. Ice cream.
You know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
What are the words? I said ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream. Crema. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
Yikes.
I'm Lincoln Ave. I don't know what to tell you.
You, channel. Hold on. Don't tell me. 51?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. We have 51 on.
Honestly, that's a fun test of, like, can you go through your cable channels growing up? I think I could do it fairly quickly.
So 3, 6, 10, 12, 18. Then it turned to 19.
20, Cherry Hill. 29,
33, 35, 37, 38, 46.
What was 37?
VH1. 49 was Cartoon Network.
46 was VH1. Was Cartoon
Network. No, 48 was E. I got it. I'm
48
sorry.
Was E. 49 was Cartoon Network.
Yeah, 51 was
what
BET.
What was 37? Okay. I think 38 was what was TV Land? Or was that what it was called?
Was
it was like
39?
All the oldies. I think it was 38.
Could have been. I believe you.
And then like maybe 37 or 36 was Lifetime.
Yes. 36 was Lifetime because 35 was MTV. Yo.
50 was Bravo, of course.
I didn't watch Bravo until I was a grown up with like a more
52 was TLC in my house.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. And 53 was a channel, too. Maybe the history. No. History Channel was like 43, I think.
No, I thought. I feel like 53 was right. Or 57? Or 47?
Remember the Style Network? That was like 61. This is only interesting to people who lived in 08034.
I was literally just be like, this, we'll cut it out. But we'll put it on the internet
and now,
for Cherry Hill to see.
Now I have no idea what channel is what, except for 6. 3, 6, and 10.
Hulu.
I talk to my...
YouTube TV.
I talk to my remote.
You put on YouTube. I
use the Peacock app.
Peacock.
All right. So I think what would be fun, since we're like kind of on Susan's beverage, is Sue's. So you choose not to celebrate Father's Day. Is there anything besides drinking a Diet Pepsi that you do to honor your dad on the day or in life that you feel like you kind of do?
It's not even to honor my dad. I like to think it's more so things that I do that I inherited from my dad.
Oh. Okay.
We like an inheritance.
No, it's like things... Things that he loved that he passed down to me. The Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm.
Stone Harbor, New Jersey.
Mm. Fred's.
Well, I don't know if he ever went to Fred's. He could have. I don't know. Fred's had like a renaissance after Hurricane Sandy. That we didn't really go to Fred's until after. Stone Harbor lore.
What about the Oyster House?
Lobster House.
I apologize.
I apologize. We would go to the Lobster House. Yes, we would go to the Lobster House a lot. I have family photos of Lobster House. There's also a place. There was Bush's in Sea Isle, RIP. There was a place in Stone Harbor called Henny's, RIP. It's where the Reeds is now, kind of. There was a restaurant there called Henny's. And then there's the Tuckahoe Inn we would go to sometimes. That's also a restaurant down the shore. Anyways. Philly's, Stone Harbor, Appletini's, obviously.
Delicious.
Being the life of the party.
Slay. You are the life of the party. A lot of the time.
I try.
Should have seen her on her birthday.
<That's>
hey. Oots, 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 oots. Listen, I love that we still do. We do what we do in our 30s. Think about all the mid-30s.
Losers.
No, they're not. They're just in a different place. We're still having
they're
fun.
They're not fun.
They're just dull. And we are not dull.
We are fun.
We are fun.
Okay, and then should we do individually our game, or should we save that to do together?
No, I think we should do it together.
Okay. Okay, so then, Natalie, should you crack your Stewart's?
We love a root beer in this house. We also love a cream soda, and it really was like a 50-50 split with Chris, but he was a real one.
Here, why don't you take the mic?
Oh, sure. I'll do it. Yes, serve me.
Okay, so now you have to tell us if you do Father's Day, if you do or do not, what do you do instead, or what do you enjoy?
I would prefer to not do Father's Day. However, I'm the very proud owner of three brothers who are fathers. So
owner.
So well, So I now, being older, have participated in it more. June is also just like kind of a crappy month for me just because that's his birthday and his dead day. So June just feels like very busy with not feeling good. So ideally, I would like to just lay in my bed. But oftentimes, I like to do the things that he liked. So I like to obtain Pops cereal. If you know, you know, because he
I've
loved
never had
that.
A Pops.
Oh, ma'am.
I know.
Ma'am, there's something about that tinfoil bag that the Pops lived in. My dad would have a truly like a mixing bowl and would pour his Pops cereal in the mixing bowl and just.
Is Pops sweet?
Have himself a time. Yeah, it's not wildly sweet, but it's like a corn yellow thingy.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Cream soda, root beer. Driving? Oh, the drive-in. I apologize. I'm not charades wasn't my sport. Yeah, the drive-in, that actually is like also not the name of it, and I didn't know that until I think we were 30. It just says the drive-in.
No, not the ice cream place.
Oh.
Weber's, Elvis, Route 38.
Yo, my dad used to ask my mom if she wanted to go get ripped off, and they would put the four, like the six of us would get in the car because it's so expensive and it's not good. It's not good, but they would go and get ripped off.
They got hot dogs, so it's pretty good.
I haven't been in a hot second. I want
to
go.
Oh, let's go. What the pro move is to get, they have pork roll and you can get like a pork roll sandwich or you can get a cheeseburger or you can get pork roll on your cheeseburger. Mm. That is the power move.
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to have like the girls would, they come up to your car and they, I'm sorry, they come up to the car and you crack your window a little bit and they put a tray on your window and they serve you that way. They used to, like, back in the day, I don't remember this, but my mom has said that they used to, like, be on skates, and they would skate to your car.
I do. Yes.
and it's, yes. correct. And it's not good food, but it's good food, and they also do a root beer float, and yo.
It's also, like, the novelty. It's fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they're only open in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have some root beer now?
Oh, yeah. We got a cheers.
Cheers to Chris.
Yasso.
Chris.
Isn't that the cheers?
Yeah.
Yasso.
Yeah.
Yeah, for short.
Bonnie's Greek. Does everybody know that?
Christo Anesti.
Oh, that was really good, hon. Alithos Anesti. That was really good. I'm so proud of you.
I'm Greek. There you go.
And there you go.
Okay, cool. So that's what we do on Father's Day. What do you do to honor your dad like year round? Do you have any thing that you do? I mean, I feel like you just like really leaning into the Greek culture is also a lot to do with your dad. Not that your mom doesn't also lean in, but I feel like that is extra special for you.
Yeah, I feel like my brothers and I have all, I love that you're holding it for me. I feel like a princess. I think that being Greek would have always been important to us, but I think that it's a huge way that we like have honored my dad. And like now I have five nieces and nephews and like they're all little Greek babies and they just like talk about my dad. Like my dad is very much still present in our conversations. So my nieces and nephews all just like, I mean, the little ones aren't doing anything yet, but they will be because the older ones talk about my dad like they know him, like talk about the milkshake machine and like his Corvette and how he was in the army and like his restaurant and stuff like that. And I just think that he is still so present in our day to day that like kind of everything that we do is a little bit of like a, well, he used to do that. Like when you were saying like being the life of the party, I just feel like I think the three of us do that. Like you are, I think you do that for your dad. I think you very much like come to the party ready. Sometimes you don't, but oftentimes you do. You do.
See, you guys, I'm not that crazy.
Medium. And I feel like, yeah, like I feel like my dad was always trying to make people happy and just trying to like make it a good time. And I feel like I have taken that and I'm just like, even if I'm suppressing my own stuff, which like isn't always great, but I'm just like, I'm here in this moment with the people that I love. Like, let's love this moment because I know I love these people, you know?
Wow. That was a good answer. It was very Miss America.
Yeah. Say love again.
Love.
How you say love in Greek?
Agape.
Thank
Aren't there
God.
Like 7 ways to say love in Greece? Yes.
The Duolingo is paying off. Natalie will stop what she's doing in
We've
the middle.
We've been out at the club and she's like,
she's not swiping.
Duolingo.
She ain't swiping on Tinder. She's Duolingoing. She's Never. Speaking Greek. This soda's good.
I love root beer. I love root beer. I love root beer.
Thanks, Dad. I'm trying to do more ASMR. Can you hear the ice?
No, next we gotta do a mukbang.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Us sitting just like eating all of our dad's favorite foods.
Wow. What was your dad's?
I mean, pops or like a banana split or a milkshake or.
A simple man.
Yeah, he would. The best thing that he would do was like he would feed us all. And then he would make his plate, and his plate would be different. Like, he would just create these things. And I feel like now as an adult, I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, yeah, I'm going to give you something really delicious, and then I'm going to really make myself something nice from what we're doing.
It's called self-care. My dad, we would be sitting here eating fucking people's pizza, cheesesteak, provolone, fried onions. Suze?
I mean, my dad ate everything.
What was his favorite, though?
That's a good question. I'm trying to remember. Like, well, here's the thing. Shout out to my mom. She's the best cook on earth. So he liked all the food that she made. But I'm trying to think of, like, specific food that he really... Like, I think my mom learned how to make fried shrimp because he loved fried shrimp.
Wow.
But also, like, he'd fuck up a bowl of ice cream. That's where I get that from. Like, we had ice cream almost every night in my house. Again. He died at age 50, so let's be careful here. don't take diet advice from me or Mike Brennan.
Also, wait, so your dad, LOL, RIP for real. Your dad died at 50, but he died 2 years after my dad, and my dad was 60. So my dad's 12 years older than your dad.
Yeah. Well, also, how much older is your oldest brother from you?
8 right. years. But I mean, all right. But still, that feels like I just did the math earlier today. My dad would be 79 this June, and that just feels like, what an old man. Like, what a pop-pop. Like, okay, papu, like, we get it. You're an old guy.
Yeah,
like, my dad was 46. Like, he was, but also, like, Style's older than, like, you're the baby, she's the firstborn. Like, it's just, you know. All right, cool. All right, my turn. Wow, are we ready for this?
Here's the problem. I'm drinking soda and I'm getting indigestion.
Oh, wow.
That sounded so good.
That was a good can pop. All right. Pat Kelly's beverage of choice, Budweiser. I remember in the later years that it turned to Bud Light. And
carb conscious. Give me the smallest bit.
Yeah, we're doing a shot of this.
I really don't.
Look how yellow it is. Now, you know, my dad died of cirrhosis, so don't take drink advice from him. Cheers. Seems a little like you shouldn't be doing this, right? As if, I feel like it's like a dishonor.
Okay,
I don't know.
So, you know, that I was thinking about this when I was listening to our last episode together. I think that my morbid sense of humor... I don't know that my brothers have the same thing. And so they don't think it's funny. And I don't know what's right or wrong. And there's probably not a right or wrong. Cause like, this is what I'm doing and I've been doing it. But I think the things that we do sometimes I'm like, is it dishonorable or is it like, listen, man, this shit sucks anyway. So like, why don't we just giggle through it if we can? Like, all right.
Also like this was my dad's like drink. Like this is what I remember him drinking. I don't really remember him drinking anything else.
Right.
If you're watching this, you could see my face. If you're not, well, wink, wink. So this is it for us. This is cheers. Oh, tastes like high school, honestly.
It tastes like Chan's backyard.
Shout out to Dave Chan. Wow. Shout out to Chan's house. What were in those kegs? Nothing. But it tastes like this, honestly. Wow. Just like slightly warm. I'm going to finish it.
I'm sticking with the root beer.
Susan's like, well, some of us weren't at Chan's house.
Some of us were not cool and we're not invited.
I wasn't cool. I invited myself.
No. I wasn't even close enough to do that.
I was only invited because my brother was there, and he wouldn't even take me, so don't worry about it.
I had no inroads to high school parties. I was home playing The Sims on my computer.
Where we all should have been, honestly.
I love The Sims. I still would play The Sims today. I have played The Sims recently, meaning in the past like 5 years.
All right. Who's interviewing me? Susan.
Oh.
You're up. You got the mic?
Yes. No. So coincidentally, I mean, this year it's actually on your birthday, but Father's Day is usually around your birthday.
Mm.
So, like, what? How does that impact your birthday celebrations or feelings about it? Or, like, how does this, I'll call it a week, right? Because it depends on what day it's on.
Sure.
But, like, how does this time of year, I guess, usually go for you? How does it feel?
It was not horrible because my mom always, like, masked Father's Day with like birthday, or like there were graduations and stuff,
dance recital. Like, it's the time of year where there's a lot of end of year stuff going on.
Yeah, like it is the middle of June, and I used to love my birthday. Not this beer.
Yeah, we're drinking a lot of carbonation.
Wait, you can burp if you need to, because now I have the mic. I was just thinking while we were talking about the Budweiser. Nice. If we were doing things that like our dads had all the time, like your dad had Diet Pepsi all the time, your dad had Budweiser, and my dad had a Marlboro Red. And if I could, if I could handle a cigarette, I would be like, let's have a cigarette. But like, ugh, it's so not for me. Like, I just don't get it.
I would have to use my inhaler conveniently located.
Put the cigarette right in the inhaler.
I would die on the spot. On the Grieving Girl podcast, I would drop dead. Yeah, so my mom always did, like, a good job. And now that she is not here, it's, like, double. It's, like, it's the double down of the shit of grief. Because it's, like, oh, it's Father's Day. Don't have that. Oh, my mom, who used to, like, make my birthday feel special in some way. Like, oh, she's not here either. So now it's just, like, who cares? So my birthday's shitty. Maybe one day I'll learn to, like, reclaim the weekend. Maybe the further out from, you know, the darkness we get, it will get better. But, like, now I kind of just, like, literally take it day by day. Like, I don't really want to make plans on my actual birthday in case I wake up and I'm like, fuck this today, goodbye, and I lay in my bed all day. Then, like, nobody's plans are, like, you know, fuck-hocked for the day of like, oh, well, we were going to hang out with you. So like, now what do? I just like kind of leave everybody on. If you're around, cool, I'll text you. And if you're not around, don't wait for me. It is kind of nice that you guys don't have plans on my birthday.
Hon, we're your road dogs. Like, we're not doing anything. We're hanging out.
It's on my Google calendar that it is your birthday.
Right. But it's nice that you guys aren't like, oh, we have to go to the Father's Day barbecue.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Selfishly.
No, yes.
It's nice, yes, that, you know, I know that you're somewhere around, probably not doing anything like too crazy. But overall, I try to just like, in the past 2 years, just like wake up and see how the day goes. Because like, if I'm feeling fine, cool. But like, it's also going to be with like very few people. The closest people who aren't going to, like, say something stupid. I don't know.
Didn't we get BLTs last year on Father's Day?
We did.
We went out for your birthday the night before.
Your birthday was on a Saturday, yeah, last year. And then Sunday we woke up hungover.
What did we do on Saturday? Because I was hungover. That's why I didn't meet you.
We went
BLTs
to the PHS Beer Garden where those drinks, yeah, are strong.
And then we went to
Jack and
Brennan's.
And then we were Some Bonnie Loves You throughout the city in Kellen's car.
Yes.
That was fun. Shout out to Kellen for letting me hang out of her sunroof on Walnut Street singing Somebody Loves You, a.k.a. Somebody Loves You, Betty Who, fave song. And shout out to Brendan for pumping the jams and for Jack for making more late night cocktails, which made us hungover to get the BLTs.
Yeah.
also members of the DDC, so what's up?
What's up? And they made me my green tea. Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's why we all click so well.
Got it.
There's a kinship.
Got it. Got
There's
it.
An emotional awareness somewhere in just the essence. Yeah. 100%.
The lack of a strong male figure in all of our lives. We're all just fucked up in a similar way. Who knows?
There it is.
Let's be real.
Let's be real. Yeah, so my birthday has turned into more of like a sad weekend, unfortunately, but we'll see if we can maybe one day get it back. I can't really go more than that or I'll cry a lot. Yeah. So we're going to leave it blanket statement.
Okay. What about things that you do that you feel like honor your father?
I don't know. I really like don't actually know. I guess it would be like getting kielbasa. Like that was like his thing, his side of the family thing. We do like at least for Christmas. If we can do it on Easter, we will. But like that kind of seems to be. I mean, the Eagles, like just, you know, even when I'm like not really following, it's still like the Birds, go Birds. So like I guess that's him. And just so, yeah, the
also
Philly,
you know a lot about football. I do not.
Yeah, like, I knew the rules of the game.
Well, I know the rules, but like I feel like you can watch it much more critically than I can.
Kinda.
Okay.
Bad throw. Flag on the play.
Well, that's what I mean. Like I have no idea. I'm just like, oh, they all hit each other again. Did they make the down? I don't know.
And that's kind of why it's so fun to watch, because it's so simple. Big men run into each other, take ball, go. yeah. So, and I think like just attaching myself to Philly is very just the essence of my parents in general. But like day to day, I don't really know if there's anything. If I do, it's not a conscious, like I'm doing this because my dad did this.
I mean, all my stuff was the same way. It's just like, again, things that that he passed on to me, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's that. I mean, I just think that like my brain just like really protected itself and I forget a lot about my dad in general. So if there are things I do, it's also because like my mom wanted to do those things. So I do those things because she was doing those things. I don't know if it's like Bonnie is putting it together that like, that's what I do.
I feel like my brain did the same thing, but I think what's lucky for me is that I have a twin brother and then our two other brothers. Like, I feel like sometimes I feel like I don't know what part of my memory is that I remember that moment, or I remember them, my brothers, talking about that moment where like it's just you and your sister. She's 9 years older. Like maybe it's
six.
Sorry, Chris. Sorry, Christy. She's 6 years older. Cut that. I just don't know if I think I did the same thing where I'm like, I don't really remember all of that. What are we talking about? What did his voice sound like? Because I also like his voice. I only hear his like post radiation voice.
I was literally just sitting here being like, do I bring up that I don't remember what my dad sounds like thing? Because I don't.
Is that not such like a, yes. If I sit and think about it too much, that's like crushing.
We have home videos. Oh my God. My mom turned 60. You know, this is like years ago at this point. And I threw her a surprise birthday party and I was going through pictures to like make a collage. And somehow I got access to like old digital files.
Drink of the beer. We need a drink.
I got access to like a file from like 2004 of like us at my aunt's house for someone's birthday. And all of a sudden, like what? And it's like, you know, the family for just hanging out, whatever. And all of a sudden I heard it and I was like, oh my God. But it was so brief. The clip was so brief. It wasn't like this long thing. And we have VHSs at my mom's house, but like, you know, it's 2024. Like we don't have the VHS player hooked up anymore. Oh, do you have one?
Okay. You can use mine.
Wow. Should I come over here and just.
You can take it. Take it with you. I mean, literally, that's the last time I heard my dad's voice. My sister was here and I was like, let's play a game. I'm just like, going to pick three VHSs and whatever goes in. And it happened to be a Christmas and his voice came on and I like my chest got tight because I was like, is that what he sounded like? I don't remember.
Yes.
And it's also like, or is the tape warped? Like, is his voice higher than I remember? But I actually think my dad was like a tenor. But like in the clip, like I was like, is that what he sounded like? I just totally forgot.
Yeah.
Totally forgot. I mean, honestly, it's only been 2.5 years and I feel like I'm starting to forget my mom's voice.
Mm.
I don't think I'll ever actually forget her voice because I had 32-year-old.
I just said that. I can hear her.
But like, my name. Natalie.
Yes.
But it's like I already feel that kind of anxiety about it.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, the good thing too, now, I mean, we have home videos and stuff from when we were younger, but at least like with your mom, like we live in such an age now where there's so much content, you know, like digital records and like voicemails and videos and pictures and whatever that like people can just take all the time.
Yeah. Save everything. That's like, I wish I had gotten a new phone right before she died. So I'd have none of my voicemails like transferred or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The voicemails don't come with the cloud, I don't think.
Okay.
That's good to know.
So make copies.
Is that true? Well, my phone's...
I don't know, but like my phone, I have everything else.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I actually had the cloud set up, so maybe that's my bad. But like, so I don't have anything because she got me that phone. So when that phone goes, I don't know. But I don't have any of that anyway.
Okay.
All right, should we do our game? And by game, I mean just like stupid TikTok trend.
Yeah.
Okay, should we go like pass the mic?
Sure.
All right, so Suze, I feel like you'll be better at telling the fans what we're doing. Yes, you're our fans now if you did not know.
I love
you're
my
in
fans.
The fa- you're in the fan club and we love you.
Shout out to the fans. You want me to just explain it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it was a TikTok trend, but it's basically us just listing things that would kill our dad if they were still alive. like if they were somehow resurrected, besides that initial like, oh my god, you're resurrected, which like that would be pretty shocking. But like if we had to explain something to them, they'd be like, huh? Like it would just immediately kill them because it'd be too much and they'd just be like, you know what, it was better being dead.
That's real. It's better being dead, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to go first or should I go first?
I want you to go first. I want you to do the thing that you thought of that you wouldn't tell us a little bit ago.
Do I remember? Oh, okay. Something that would kill Pat Kelly if he was alive. Philly, Philly. That play.
That special. Yeah, the Philly special. Yeah.
Damn. That's it.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I have nothing else to live for anymore. Like, I'm good.
The amount of voice he would have lost. And the running around our basement, which was very small. It would have been like big man, tiny circles.
Yeah.
Yes. Philly special. Philly, yeah. Philly.
Yeah.
All right.
I will play off of that. If my dad saw that my brothers were at the Super Bowl when the Eagles won, like, oh, like, I mean, he would have been with them, first of all. Like, they wouldn't have invited some other people that we love, but like, whatever. He would have been there. But if he wasn't there, he would have been losing his mind that like his two sons were just like watching this tremendous event in our life that he would have died for sure.
Tremendous.
I got two.
Okay.
Do you want the like haha one or the haha one?
Go haha.
Okay. Working from home. My dad would be like, what the hell? What are you doing? You're not working. Go into the, what are you wearing, sweatpants?
What would your dad have thought about your deodorant on the space bar on the Microsoft
Word?
Right,
cut this.
Cut
we're
it.
Not.
But what would, but just answer. What would
I would never
about?
Have told him.
Oh.
No. No, 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 no. He would not know about that.
That's one of my favorite things.
That's also just unspoken language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, back
in.
Work from home. I mean,
working from home.
Work from home just would not have made sense to, I think, any of our parents. Like, my dad would have been like, I have to go to the restaurant. What?
I have to go prep.
I don't think that's true. My mom worked from home when I was very little, part time. Yeah. She used to do like box packing. I don't know what she was packing. They were squishy, like soundproofing things. But she would pack them and count them, whatever. And then we'd take them to the post office.
Oh, wow. That's a very good.
Was
I
your
wonder,
mom in an MLM?
Yeah.
No. That's like we always had a computer. Like we had like a typewriter, a computer, whatever, because she was busy. She was a working lady.
She was a working lady. My mom's part-time job when we were younger was like cleaning office buildings. She like would put us to bed at night and then go clean the office buildings in Cherry Hill.
That's why she knows everybody. Throw down that last name, Sapphos. Okay. My second one. Electric cars. I think that it would have been like, oh shit, they've actually figured it out.
Mm-hmm. I think my dad would have had a very interesting time with Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
What do you mean a car just shows up wherever?
What do you mean
you're
getting in this car that has a scrapes on the side?
Yeah,
of it.
Like who is this? Who's this like Joe Blow like crazy guy you're gonna go get in a car with? And I don't think so. Or like that I could send an Uber to pick you up wherever you are to bring you to me. Like what? You have like a fetching service? I don't understand. Like how is this?
I mean, it is like a taxi, but like I hear what you're saying. But the fact that it's just like some guy.
But yeah, but it's just like some guy, and I'm like.
Go some man her. In his Toyota Prius.
It's coming.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Suze.
The 45th president of the United States, Donald Trump. Like, can we be serious? We watched The Apprentice together, and we were like, we thought he was hilarious at the time because he was. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
Well, not to get political. He's funny. He's very silly.
Yeah.
Not in a good way.
The show is a good show, which is why
it
was
on. But he does things that are silly. He's a comedian. So anyway, so my dad and I loved him on The Apprentice because he's ridiculous and he's funny. And the things that come out of his mouth, sometimes you're like, WTF, but they're funny in the context of a reality show in 2005.
Right. But also just the same way that you're not going to give like Chris Rock the codes to like the missiles.
Sure.
And we love Chris Rock. I don't want to give all the funny people codes to the missiles.
Sure. Yes. But like the fact that he was like, not only it's him, but like everything that happened leading up to it and like everything that happened afterwards and everything that's happening now, I think like truly all the time, like I don't want to say all the time, but like my mom and I have said to each other, like, what would dad even be saying right now about this?
My dad
was a Republican, not a Trumpy Republican, but just like, you know, an 80s yuppie Republican.
No, my mom and I had that conversation of like, what do you think? My mom was like, I don't know, I can't say with confidence what he would have said. I was like, okay, which is like, well, good to know. Well, I can't ask him, so it doesn't matter. Let's see. No, that was Susan. Now it's my turn. We went boop boop.
So we did two each. We don't have to do a million.
We don't have to do a million. Oh, I'll end with this. The fact that my sister had three boys. All he wanted was for me to be the son he never had. I could have done it. I didn't want to. I liked the dance studio. I don't know, Bon. I think you should do crew. The shoulders you got, you would be real good. You know, you could do it.
If he could see you now and these shoulders, wow.
Oh, I think he would love the fact that I'm a personal trainer. I would probably be his personal trainer.
I thought you were about to say I would probably beat him.
Also that. Upside his little bald head. All right. Last one for Natalie Sapphos.
I think like the Spotify, Apple Music, you can find any song that you've ever wanted to listen to and just like play it for them. Like, not a vinyl or a CD or like a tape that you're like rustling through in your car trying to find like what's in the middle console, what's in the side door. Like, no, it's just right here on my phone and I'll play any Four Tops song or any Elton John song or any like whatever Frank Sinatra song that you might want. Like, cool.
That's just here.
Yeah, like literally when my dad died, like our Ford Explorer had a 6 CD change and that was like a big friggin' deal that we had 6 CDs, 3 of which were Kenny G. Oh, that's something Kenny. That I do love. And I think
it was that from your dad?
Yeah. By the time the night is over, wee, 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 wee. Look it up. By the time the night is over, Kenny G is giving R&B and Kenny G. That rhymes. All right, you guys. Well, I think that is the birthday episode, Father's Day episode. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, happy B-Day.
You know, we're going to try and reclaim the 30s. We got 5 years left. Well, really four, because then you turn 40. 35, 36, 37, 38. Oh, 39. And then you turn.
Yeah.
I didn't go to school for math.
We can count.
Shout out to Cherry Hill.
Adam over here.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're listening to this and you're part of the DDC and it is actually Father's Day, we're with you. Whatever you choose to do today is the right choice. Be with people. Don't go to a cemetery. Don't eat chocolate cake, or don't. Like, whatever you want to do is the right choice for you. And that's all, you know? All right, signing off. The beer is gone, so I'm gonna have some soda now. Cheers. Bye.